Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show. Well, welcome folks to our next podcast. We just got finished with our November show. It was a great show. We had a wonderful time. It was a wonderful show and we really enjoyed it. And I think the crowd enjoyed it too.
Oh, they really did. They were socializing in between the break. It was so neat. Everybody was just having a great time and listening to the music and really enjoying themselves. It just really felt really comfortable. It was a great show.
It was fun had by all. So
I think so.
If you're just tuning in for the first time, I am Jeff Birdwell.
I'm Sherry Checkle.
And we are doing the show.
We're the hosts.
We are the hosts.
Yes.
We just kind of want to go over the previous show and kind of give you an idea of what's going to be coming up. And we'll go over some area happenings as far as bluegrass goes. Mm-hmm. And then also just talk about some shows that are in the area. And then get a little bit into our sponsors and just kind of have an overview of what's going on for this next month. We should probably start by talking about the show we just had.
That's so. Right. November 12th. It was Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
That was neat.
A mention of the veterans and actually had them stand up
at
the beginning of the show. And then also had a moment of silence for the ones that we've lost over the years. So. It worked out really nice, I thought. So.
Yeah. Well, it's quite an honor to the country, and I think people like that need to be recognized.
I think so, too. So.
And a lot of bluegrass people have served the country. They're there, and they're ready to go.
That's right. If you're out there listening and you've served in the armed forces, we're appreciative, for sure.
Very much so.
And always will be. So let's talk about the first show. Why don't you talk about Ottawa County?
Oh, Ottawa County Bluegrass. It's a bunch of guys from Port Clinton, Ohio. And I've known Archie especially for quite a while, actually, when I first started to get back into bluegrass. He was one of the guys that just was right there to help, and he's always been very helpful to the bluegrass community. And he has a music store in Port Clinton.
Right.
And he's a cool bass player. I bought a bass from him once. That was cool.
Yeah.
But he and his boys play in a band called Ottawa County Bluegrass, and they opened up the night. It's a good show. I really enjoyed hearing them.
Yeah, it was a wonderful show, and actually they put on a really nice set for us, and just a bunch of great guys. I mean, it was we had
totally.
A lot of fun talking with them backstage and listening to them play, and I think they really enjoyed the venue too.
Oh, they did. I think they brought a lot of friends with them too.
Yeah, I think
they
so
were
too.
Pointing out this person and that person to me. I'm it's great. I know. They have a big jam that they attend over there. I think they call it like the railroad crossing jam at this point because it's right by the railroad tracks.
Very close.
Over there in Port Clinton.
We've actually played there and picked with them before.
It's fun.
And good crowd that goes there and really are a lot of bluegrass lovers.
And they're proud of the Ottawa County boys, and so are we. So they did a great song. So
who is involved with them? Who is the band?
It's Joe Mitchell and his two boys, Joey and Dennis, and Archie Stinson, whom they've adopted, I believe.
Yeah,
that makes
probably.
It a family band.
Yeah.
They've all been together for so long. I think he's just that uncle that hangs with them type of person. But that's the makeup of the band. And, hey, why don't we hear a quick song from them?
Sounds good to me.
This is a good one. It's a nice, touching love story. You'll probably like this one.
The blood red sun beat down, it made the red clay brown, and dust kicked up beside the John Deere wheels. With no trace of rain in sight, again to lose the fight, to have to watch their crops die in the field. They stood there both in tears, his wife of many years. She said, John, you know, I'd hate to lose that farm. He looked her in the eyes, then looked up at the sky, and told her as he held her in his arms, that in my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something better than I turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and harrow, and in my next life I'll make you proud of me. Muscles in his arms, just like that run down farm, soon withered up and slowly disappeared. One hard working man with two hard working hands seemed to give up after all these years. But in my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something better than I turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and harrow. But in my next life, I'll make you proud of me. Grew dim, and the lady who worshipped him sat crying on a chair beside his bed. Her hand brushed his brow. She said, "It's all right now." And as he slowly slipped away, he said, "That in my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something better than I turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and harrow. But in my next life, I'll make you proud of me. But in my next life, I'll make you proud of me."
Oh, that was a nice one, wasn't it?
So Let It Go. Oh, that was great. Yeah. They just did such a nice job. And yeah, I'm glad that we were able to have them at the Opry, and they I think enjoyed it and put on a nice show. They got actually an encore. So
that's great.
So that was
wonderful. I took a lot of nice pictures of them too, so I think they're gonna like it for their website.
So once those are up, you can visit our website and see them. And then the main act was
all the way from West Virginia.
All the way from West Virginia was Buck and Company. Just did a wonderful job.
Oh, I have heard so much about them, and this is the first time I got a chance to see them live, because I don't get to West Virginia too often, even though it sounds like a really nice place. I wrote a song about it once.
Well, that's good. Maybe we'll get to play it out here sometime.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But the nice thing about it is this bunch of guys, I'm telling you, couldn't meet a nicer bunch of gentlemen.
No.
And snappy dressers,
well,
too.
Well, and gentlemen they are. That's what I was going to say. They just... I'll tell you what, they look the part. They are gentlemen, and boy, they come. It's funny because when the bands get there, they're always dressed in street clothes.
Yeah.
And then they all have clothes, their stage clothes, which is neat to see. But
that's nice.
You know, a lot of them have matching shirts, or they have, you know, casual shirts. But boy, I'll tell you what, these guys came out of getting ready, and they looked like they had just come off of the church pew. So
they did.
It was really refreshing.
That's
to
nice.
See, actually. So
But they can play music.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! You know, I mean, here we keep going on about their wardrobe, but let me tell you, the picking alone is worth the price of the admission. I'm telling you alone. And they write some of their own material. They have a real nice traditional sound and pretty harmonies and just a really nice, solid sounding band. I really enjoyed it. I'm so glad I got a chance to see them live.
Yeah,
me too. I want to see them again sometime.
Yeah, and that would be great. And actually, it was nice to have them there in the crowd. I can't tell you how many people I had come up to me and say, well, you know, this is a great traditional sounding band.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the intermission between their two sets, I just had so many compliments from people in the audience say that they were just a wonderful, great traditional bluegrass band.
So. I saw a lot of people buying CDs. I bet you there's a lot of Buck and Company fans now in the Toledo area. Yeah. They're going to have a new place to come and play.
Well, that's for
sure. It's good for them. So. Yeah.
Well, if you get a chance to see them, they consist of Buck McCumbers, mm-hmm. who plays a mandolin, and then Jeff Somerville, who's a bass player, Lance Gaynor, who's a guitar player, wonderful guitar player, Rami Bennett, who is a dobro player, and then also Danny Murray, who is a banjo player.
Yes. So,
just a great bunch of guys, and you can actually visit their website at buckandcompany.com. So
you can hear some good music, and they're going to play one for us.
Great.
That before he finished the grave in the rock, the Lord would call.
What a great song.
That's a pretty one.
That's exactly the type of stuff we heard this past Monday. So anyway, you're going to tell about something else they've
been working. I had a chance to talk to them, and I talked to their manager, Patty, and she was just the sweetest could be, too. It's like a whole package, all these people from West Virginia. Must be the Virginia thing. Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
But anyways, they have a new CD that's out. And what it is, it's a collaboration CD of a lot of the West Virginia artists and musicians in the area. And Buck and the boys, they had a lot to do with it. I mean, they wrote some of the original material. And I think it's pretty neat that the musicians all got together and kind of made a showcase CD, I guess you could say, of the musicians in the area. I think that's a neat idea because they kind of shared the cost a little bit and everybody gets a great CD to sell and just a neat thing. But
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's called First Cut. And if you check their website out, you can learn more about it. I think it's a neat idea. I'd like to see other states do it. It'd be kind of cool. We could do an Ohio one.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah, definitely.
So, well, you know, Jeff, we've got to talk about where we went on Friday night.
Yeah, we do. And
you know, people
actually
are going to find out eventually.
Yes, they will. And actually, that'll lead us into the next upcoming
That's
show.
That's right. We went across the border.
Yes, we did.
We snuck away. And
why don't you tell them what we did on Friday?
All right. I got to tell you. We went and saw Honey Deaton and Dream play at the OCC Concert Series.
Yeah, which is...
It was so cool.
For you that don't know, that's the Oakland Community College, right?
Yes, Oakland Community College up in Waterford, Michigan. I convinced Jeff and Wilson, his dad, to come up and sneak across the border and check out some Michigan bluegrass.
Well,
actually, it's Georgia bluegrass.
Georgia bluegrass being played in Michigan.
Well, plus, I think we just had, we're so excited about Honey Deaton coming to play at the Opry that we just couldn't wait till December. We found out she was only like 150 miles away.
Yeah.
So, hey, with the price of gas, it's not that big of a deal, right? It only cost us like $100.
Yeah, right.
So now we had to go up there and hear her because we've just heard so much and we've loved the CDs and everything. And we just can't wait. I know everybody else can't wait. People were talking about it last night a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
Cannot wait to have our first really big national act at the Glass City Opry.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, folks, when we went to see her, and it's the funniest thing. I mean... And I know you know this as well, but we went to see her, and when you meet her, you hear her talk, she's so, like, toned down and sweet sounding, and she's got such a low voice, and she talks in this sweet manner, and then she gets on stage, and man, her voice and her sound just comes out of nowhere.
Oh, she just can... She can sing. I mean, that girl can
sing. That's
the
best way to put it.
I mean, it just doesn't even seem right coming out of her. It's like you're sitting there and expecting this real sweet sort of voice, and she just lets it loose, and she can sing. And the range of material that they do, her and the Dream Team, I don't know what else to call them.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 minute it's traditional. Then it's contemporary, then it's gospel, then it's an old Patsy Cline song, then it's some kind of original composition, then it's back to traditional, and it's such a wonderful mix. There's just no, there's not a bad one in them.
No, there's not.
And it's
you know
what? It was so enjoyable.
Yeah, and they do it everything really well. I mean, everyone across the board, including her,
nothing
are
was weak.
Fabulous musicians, just fabulous musicians. Mm-hmm. And the harmonies are great, and just it's just something else to see. And I'll tell you what, when they redid the Mommy Indoor Theater, I hope they did it right because she'll bring it down.
She's gonna like the acoustics in that building.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now, she is gonna flat bring that house down.
Absolutely,
that singing and the harmony and the picking and everything. You will see what we talk about with these national bands, because I'm telling you, she's got a good one going
Something
on.
Else. Well, and that kind of brings us into the next show that we got coming up.
Yep.
And the reason we talked about this and went to see her, actually, is because she's going to be the headline act for our December show.
December 10th.
December 10th is the date.
That's the date.
We can't wait, and we've said it before, but we're going to have to... up the price. We've been charging $8 for the shows, and to bring somebody of this caliber in all the way from Georgia. She's been nominated 2 times now,
right, I think, from the IVMA Female Vocals of the Year. She's played at the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, they travel all over the place, and we're just so thrilled. I think $15 is a steal, because it cost us $20 in Michigan.
Yeah, it did. We went to see her and for $20. They were happy to take our money, and we were happy to pay it.
Definitely. But I'm telling you, $15 at the Opry is a deal. And if you act now, you can get tickets on the website for only $13.
Yes, that's right.
Advanced tickets are being sold on the website and also at the theater. Stop in, get some tickets.
Yep.
It'll help a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Know? And I think it's definitely worthwhile. And not only that, I think a big part of it is us in the Toledo area being able to welcome somebody of this caliber.
Definitely.
And make them feel like Toledo wants bluegrass here. So anyway, I think it's important for them to come in and feel welcome.
Oh,
and
definitely.
That the Toledo area welcomes them with open arms.
I am so hoping that people will show up in droves and let these people know that, by golly, we love the bluegrass here. And that's all there is to it. We've got to bring friends. We've got to let people know. We're going to be doing our best to get all the media sources there. We were on TV again last night.
Yeah, we were.
Is that cool or what?
That's right.
I mean, so somebody's liking what we're doing, and that's really exciting.
That's right.
And we're going to work with the paper. We've already heard from the Blade. We've got some interviews set up for her. We are going to treat her like she's royalty come to town, because to us she has.
That's right.
That's all there is to it.
And she's the sweetest girl, and the band,
band is wonderful.
The nicest guys.
And oh my gosh.
Just fun to watch too. So
their stage show was wonderful.
Yeah, yep. They had a great stage show. So you'll just enjoy seeing them. And also you get an opening act with them as well, correct?
Definitely.
And they are?
We're going to be hearing the Cass Avenue Ramblers.
Right.
It's a great bunch of guys from the Detroit area. And I'm telling you, these boys can pick too. They're going to be a nice compliment to Honey Deaton and Dream. So
absolutely. And cool. Actually, Mitch Manns from there has been at the Opry before.
Right. He's, you know, when you play for more than one band, it's kind of cool, because you get to slip in different times and different locations. So that's kind of neat. But yeah, Mitch was going to be there. And the rest of the boys, and I'm telling you, there was one song that really, because we've been working on writing some songs and stuff like that, and the way they introduced it made me laugh so bad, because how many times have we tried to start a song one way and it ends up another?
Yeah.
Yep, they all take a life of their own. There was one song we really liked.
We did really like it.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I did too.
It's such a perfect bluegrass song, if you ask me.
I really enjoyed it, and they have a good story to go along with it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
Yep.
I won't give it away.
Good.
I'd like to, because it's funny.
It is funny.
But you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is a song called Sally Flat.
Yes.
I wonder if it's any relation to Lester Flat.
I don't know. I wondered that too. Somehow I doubt it.
Well, all right. Well,
when you hear the song, I think you'll figure
out. Okay, probably
not. Quick.
All right, let's go.
Down by Cutter Gap lived the daughter of a mountain man. Her name was Sally Flat. Sally was only 17. She gave herself away. Her daddy swore to kill her love before their wedding day. Oh, run Sally, run. Run Sally, run. Daddy don't know you carry on love yourself. Traveled for take the life of young Sally's man. One dark valley, one dark day, Johnny moved too slow. Her daddy pulled his long hand with knife and left him in the snow. Run, Sally, run. Run, Sally, run. Your daddy don't know you carry your lover's son.
It's a wonderful song. I don't get tired of listening to it. And when they did it live, it was so great.
Yeah.
I loved it. Just the way they led into it. And then when they started playing, it's just such a neat sounding song. So it was great live, too. So.
I'm telling you. You know, it was kind of neat about that show up at OCC, though. I have to say this. I've got to toot somebody's horn just a little bit here. Our partner.
Yes.
Dave Russell.
Dave Russell.
His band, Hardline Drive, got asked to showcase for Honey Deaton and open. And that is such an honor because they rarely have an opening act or a showcase act at the OCC Concert Series. So we want to say a little congratulations out to the Hardline Drive band. And I think it's neat. They did a great job.
They did a wonderful job.
Oh, they did. They did. And it was fun listening to them. It was great to be able to go and see Dave and the band and then see Honey Deaton.
It was a great deal.
It was good.
You got actually a flavor of a past show, which they were our main band for the first and our very first show.
Yep.
And then you got to see the future as well. So
yes, that was neat.
It was a great night. Well worth the drive and the price of admission.
So. Oh, way worth it.
Yeah.
But let us remind you just one more time that we did have to change pricing a little bit on the show, and we hope everybody will embrace that because we want to have more and more national acts.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you can't do it alone.
No.
But, you know, like I said, she's played at the ARC up in Ann Arbor, $20 a head. OCC Concert Series, $20 a head. I think Glass City Opry is a deal, $15.
Absolutely.
We kept it as reasonable as we could get away with.
That's right. And honestly, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we need to support that.
They're definitely.
Worth, these bands are coming in here. They work hard. They've worked hard for years on end.
The price of gas.
Absolutely.
My gosh, from Georgia, it's probably going to cost them $500 just to get here.
Probably so.
I mean, I can't even complain about coming down from Michigan to see them on that show because I'm telling you, they're coming a long way just to entertain us.
Absolutely.
And I think that we need to show them how much we appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I could write the script, I'd pack the house.
Well, let's just hope that happens, because I think that would be great.
Yeah, I'd love to turn people away. I hate to put it that way, but I hope
I'm sorry,
we get so
full. Full house.
I hope we get so full we can't stuff any more people
in there.
It would
be so great. And she would... I bet you she might even cry.
we might make her cry a little bit.
It might just be tears of happiness.
The house,
that people enjoy what she's doing and the band. And I just think that would be, it would be great.
Absolutely.
Be great.
And I'll tell you this, from meeting her, it wouldn't be about the money they would make.
It would be
about the love that they feel if we were able to bring in a good crowd. So.
Definitely. Let's make her welcome, Toledo.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do it.
Absolutely.
Let's hear another one.
Okay.
Real quick.
I'm all for that. So.
Okay. This one's cool. I think it's kind of a neat song. It's another love song. And she does them great.
They're singing for my love has gone away. He said we'd last forever. He said he'd leave me never. He lied, oh he lied and went away. Run, boys, run, don't waste your time. I'll never love another, no, not one. Don't you stay and try to win my love. I've sworn to only him till heaven do I come. We swam the water tides. He took my hand, then he stole my heart. His kiss for me was only one lie he hadn't told me. He kept my love and left me in the dark. Run, boys, run, don't waste your time. I'll never love another, no, not one. Don't you stay and try to win my love. I'm sworn to only him till heaven do I come. He told me that he just couldn't stay. My love couldn't hold him. My faith couldn't heal him. He's gone, oh, he's gone so far away. Run, boys, run, don't waste your time. I'll never love another, no, not one. Don't you stay and try to win my love. I'm sworn to only him till heaven do I come.
Oh, wasn't that great?
That's a good one.
Wonderful song. I just can listen to her all day, I'll tell you that. I in my car, I popped the CD in.
Well, you bought enough CDs.
I bought a CD up there, and they actually signed it for me, so
oh.
I have a personalized CD, but I just pop it in my car and listen. I just listen to it all day.
That's
so.
Good stuff.
But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the bluegrass scene in the area.
Cool.
We've got some things going on around here, around town. If you're new to the bluegrass area or the bluegrass scene and don't know some of the things that are happening around town, we actually have quite a few things going. We wanted to, first of all, start out by thanking the Clark brothers, Marvin and Denny.
Yes.
They put on a wonderful show, actually, that they invited us to play at. We were able to go there and open up the show, and that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
It was the October... Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest at the Kahn-Weisenberger Hall.
VFW Hall,
yes,
yeah.
Right.
And
out on Alexis Road.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great show. There were four bands.
Right.
And they were kind enough to invite us, and we like to say thank you for that. And they made
it was a
us
good
feel,
time.
Absolutely.
If you weren't there, you missed a good show.
You did. You did.
And, yeah.
And we would have loved to have seen you out there.
Definitely.
But we wanted to thank them real quick for inviting us to come and play. And
I hear he's got another one. He's got another one he's working on sometime in the winter. I think it might be like a winter fest or something.
Yeah, it might be.
There's a little theme here going.
Yeah, and it's at the same place, right? At the Carmel Wasserburger?
I believe so. We'll get more information and we'll make sure that everybody knows all about it so they can show up to this one.
There you go. Well, well, there weren't as many people as we had hoped they were going to be there. And we were hoping that we'd get a lot more show up. And
definitely.
And folks, if you listen to this, and that's another opportunity to get out and support bluegrass in the area. And, that's why we talk about this kind of stuff.
Just to let people know. They need to be supported. It's crazy. You put a lot of time and effort and energy into these things, and then, people don't show up.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Absolutely.
Because it takes a lot of work to put on a show.
Well, we just talked about that with Honey Deaton coming in.
Oh, definitely.
All these guys. It's the same with us.
You put on a show, you spend a lot of time and effort and energy and, passion in what you do. And it's not about the money. It's about the people supporting what's going on and being there to shake and howdy and listen and hear what these bands have done is really, it's the payoff.
Yep.
It's the payoff.
It is.
I wouldn't care if I made another dollar playing music, but boy, I tell you, there's nothing better than playing to a crowd that's just enjoying what you're doing.
Absolutely. And we've had a chance to do that. And
it's
the neatest feeling up on stage.
It's wonderful.
When you see a good crowd out there and
you play better.
And actually,
I think you do.
I do too. And actually, on the other spectrum, when there's not that many crowd there, you're still performing, you're still up there, but your enthusiasm, it somehow feels, gets cut because of the fact that you're just not, you don't feel the love coming from that crowd up on the stage for you, not as much. Please don't get us wrong. The crowd that was there, the people that were there at the Oktoberfest were great. Very receptive and clapped and everything.
Definitely.
But there were a lot of seats that weren't filled, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
And we'd like to see, we love bluegrass so much that it's just such a great music, and it's a shame that sometimes it's like the little redhead stepchild of the family, and it's a shame because it's so good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an American art form. It's, there's just no reason for that.
No.
So we want to see more and more people take the time and effort. I know everybody's got busy schedules, but come to these shows.
Yep.
They need you.
Because it matters.
It's going to go away.
That's the only way it'll stay around.
That's right.
That's right. If you come out and support it. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But we were thankful that we were able to play there and enjoyed it.
It was great.
Very much. So, and then we wanted to also talk about, and some of you listening might know this, but others may not, last year, and I think actually the year before, there was a every other week jam that was quite popular
in
Woodville, in the little town of Woodville, at the youth community center there. And what they decided to do was move it to a different venue. There was actually a fella named Vern,
Vern's our friend too.
Vern's our friend. Vern's a fellow bass player, and he decided and started talking about building a barn that would be equipped and be able to service that particular jam. And it's actually quite a large jam that they have out there. And so he started talking about building a barn that would suit that. And so that's all done. And they're going to have their jam start up at that venue.
November 24th.
November 24th is when it is. And you had talked about, we'll update our website so that people know how to get there, or at least how to get in contact with somebody, right?
Right. Yeah, it's in Gibsonburg, Ohio, which isn't too far from the original jam location.
Right.
And it's at Vern's Barn.
Yes.
Everybody knows Vern.
Yeah, well, and if you don't, like I said, keep checking the website, and we'll try and get it updated so you'll know the particulars about how to get there. But
I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking for the entire Toledo metropolitan area bluegrass people, that we all need to have one very big thank you to Vern for building a barn, a structure, building a place in his own property for bluegrass.
Absolutely.
I mean, how more dedicated can you get? So I think we need to have a big round of applause for Vern, because I'm telling you, that is so cool. If I had the space, I'd be doing something like that.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I think I would. The temptation is not that you have to, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's so cool. And then Merv Spencer.
Yes.
His band, Bridge County. They're very involved in that whole thing. I mean, they help with the sound and all that kind of stuff. And it's sort of a jam show. And yep. I mean, I've seen probably 200 people show up to that thing.
Yep. No.
And it's wonderful. And everybody loves the whole thing. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to be there.
Yep, me
I'm
too.
I'm going to go picking. Absolutely. I can't wait.
I will be there too. And so. I'm kind of excited about it being back because it...
Oh, I missed it.
It went away for a while. And, you know, everybody kept saying everywhere we went.
When is it going to be? When is it going to be?
When's the Woodville show coming up? And I said, well, I've heard rumors and this and that. But
it's
ready to go and we're getting ready to have it. Again, the date was...
24th
November 24th, that's right.
Hey, so Vern doesn't have any cows or anything like that, does he, in the barn?
I don't have a clue. I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I think he's built this one.
Oh,
to
it's
service.
A bluegrass barn. Okay, yeah. That's good. Okay.
I think he might use it when the bluegrass stuff isn't going on for actually his own personal use.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
that's nice.
On bluegrass night,
it's a bluegrass barn.
It will be a bluegrass barn, that's right.
That's so cool.
So maybe we should talk a little bit about some of the other things going on.
Well, sure.
Some of the area shows that we have around here, it's not just to this specific area that we want to cover, but also you don't have to go too far up into Michigan.
Yes, you got to go a little bit up the road, but that's okay. There's three big venues that everybody pretty much knows.
Yep.
And I think what we're going to do is we're going to highlight the Ohio bands that are going across the border,
sounds
got their passports, they're in another country.
Oh boy.
And they're there to pick. So we're going to start out with the Coon Hunters. That's a Friday night show. Virgie and her family put on a great show. And on the 16th of November, we have the Clark Brothers.
Yep.
And that's going to be a good one. And on the 30th of November, you're going to hear Deepwater Bluegrass.
Do we know those people?
Yes, of course we do. That's us.
Yeah, that's our band.
And guess what? On December 14th, they're going to have the Deepwater Bluegrass Band again.
Oh, again? Wow.
I'm not really sure how we did that.
I don't know.
But it's still kind of cool.
Maybe they just love us up there so
I
much
guess so.
That they thought, well, why don't we double up with them?
Yeah. So. Maybe somebody else was, everybody else was busy.
Maybe.
I don't know. I
don't really care.
Oh, it'll be fun. I like picking
I'm
up there.
I'm glad to go up there.
I'm excited.
And pick for them. So Virgie is awesome up there, and she runs a show and just cooks a wonderful meal and invites us up whenever we can go.
Yeah.
So invites you up too. So if you get a chance
y'all
to
come
run
and
up
see
there,
us.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you come and watch. So
now they're going to have a Christmas dinner on the 21st of December. And Toledo's own hand-hewn string band's going to be there.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, you got to hear these boys. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to go to that one because I live in Michigan and I kind of sneak down there. You got to bring a dish to pass. That's what's make it good.
Okay.
We don't want Virgie to have to cook all the time.
No.
So it's Virgie's night off. We're going to bring food and pass it around, have a good time, listen to the hand-hewn string band.
Well, if you invite me, I might come up too.
Whoa. Okay, well, we'll see.
I don't want to. Maybe I can gather up my dad and...
Yeah, we'll you guys should up. Come up because, you know, maybe we can take a break band.
Yeah,
something
definitely.
Like, yeah, we can pick with these boys a little
that
bit.
That might be kind of fun. But Hand Hewn is, if you don't know, is Jerry Eicher.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Thompson is involved. And
a bunch of others.
A bunch of other guys. I think
they're all great.
Don, the bass player, I think is Don's name.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyway, you'll love hearing them. They're a good band, and they'll put on a good show, I guarantee it.
Oh, okay. You know, then on the 28th of December, which is the last show of the year of 2007.
Yes.
Our own buddies.
Yeah.
Fulton County Bluegrass.
That's right.
We love them.
Yep, we know them because we played in that band too.
That's right.
So,
they're going to be picking up there. I think you got to go up there and hear them then, too. I might be there, too.
Okay. All right. We'll make a trip up there.
I'm thinking I might have to be at the Coon Hunters for a couple different Fridays there.
You might have to. If you're up there in Michigan, like you are.
Yeah, I am.
And you're going to support the Ohio bands that are up there, you're going to be spending a lot of time up there the next couple of months.
It'll be fun. Well, it starts at... I think the doors open at 7 and the music starts at 8.
8 o'clock, I believe.
It's $6 to get in, and I believe it's $6 for a home-cooked meal. Yep. Good stuff.
Very good stuff, always.
I like playing there just for the food.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Probably not the best thing, but you do.
Yep. They do have door prizes and 50-50 drawings and all that stuff.
But if you do go and I'm there, you just might as well not buy any tickets because I think I'm going to probably win.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, maybe not.
You're one of those lucky people that win.
Right. I think I've won once in my entire life. So, anyway. So, and real quick, everybody knows about the Flat Rock Eagles Club.
Flat Rock Eagles.
And, we've really only got 2 Ohio bands that are playing there. We think that needs to change.
We think
they need a few more Ohio bands up there.
Right.
You know, although we love the Michigan bands, I'm thinking a few more Ohio bands need to come up there. But anyways, November 24th is going to be the Spanky Moore Bluegrass Band.
We know them.
And I'm telling you, they're good. Yeah. You better check that out.
We had them, not this past show, but the one before is our main
band.
One
of those shows, they're all kind of getting together again.
And they were awesome.
Yeah, so. You hear some good fiddling.
Absolutely.
And December 22nd is going to be the Clark Brothers. And that's going to be a good show. Yeah. Clark Brothers put on a good show.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, there's not any Ohio bands at the Kentuckians in the next
couple of
weeks.
Okay, well, then we can still give a pitch for the Kentuckians.
Yeah, but you know, the Kentuckians is a good place to be, and I'm hoping we can play there someday.
Yeah, that would be great.
But their Friday night show as well, and they always have good stuff, too. And I like their buffet they have. It's kind of good.
Absolutely.
And that's another good home cooking place.
Yeah, I love how they make sure that the bands are the first one to go up.
I know, that's so cool.
It's kind of neat. It's like you feel special.
Very special.
Yeah, so. But anyway, talking about the Clark Brothers, they're making it around town a lot.
They
made the list a few times.
Yeah,
so.
They're a good band.
Yeah, definitely. So do you want to play something from them now?
Or do you want to... I had a chance to work on their website, and I think you need to go check it out. It's called the www.clarkbrothersbluegrass.com. Pretty easy. But one of the neat things is that they've got a lot of really nice special pictures of their father with them through the years, playing with their dad. I know you know about playing with your dad. It's special.
Absolutely.
It's a neat bond.
It was. And, you know, I know I didn't have the opportunity to actually ever meet him, but if you were involved in bluegrass...
You knew him.
Prior to not too long ago, you knew him. And he was a big part of the bluegrass scene in this area for a very long time, the way I understand. So.
Yes.
But, yeah, let's hear something from him.
All righty.
There be shouting on the hill of my home, shouting on the hill, shouting on the hill. There be shouting on the hill of my home. Be shining on the hill of
thank you.
time to make preparation. Don't stop to make the reservation. They'll be shouting on the hills of Zion. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory. Shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory. They'll be shouting on the hills of Zion. Sorrow in that city, no more sorrow in that city. Jesus prepared a home in heaven. There be shouting on the hills of Zion. There be shouting on the hills of glory. Shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. There be shouting on the hills of glory. There be shouting.
Then we got one more venue to cover.
One more?
Why don't you tell?
It's the Bluegrass Opry Barn out in Defiance, Ohio.
In Defiance, yes.
It's a little bit of a drive, but it's worth it.
Definitely.
Yep. It's another one of our Ohio venues that we just love to talk about. And again, November 23rd, you're going to hear the Spanky Moore Bluegrass Band. I think they're going on tour because it looks like they're playing up in Michigan on the 24th. Ohio on the 23rd.
Absolutely. They're making the rounds for sure, which is good.
I wonder where they're going to be on the 25th.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And then this is a special show. On December 14th, you're going to be able to see David Davis and the Warrior River Boys. That's a good, solid, traditional band.
You've heard them. I've not heard them before.
They're a good band. I'm going to have to get you some music to hear.
Those boys can pick. All right.
They travel all over the place. So that'd be a good show. Definitely get down there. And the Bluegrass Opry Barn is a great place to see bluegrass. I'm telling you, those people, they do bluegrass right.
Yep. And the audience there knows bluegrass, and they are so appreciative. You know?
Definitely.
And there's nothing like a good, enthusiastic crowd.
Oh.
And if you go down there and visit them and watch one of their shows, you won't take you long to figure out that they know what they're doing down there. So
they clap and clap and clap
Absolutely.
For everything. I love it.
They sure do. And
a nice bunch of people.
And they put on a good show. Well, we should probably talk about our show that's coming up after this December show.
January.
And that's our January show, which is the second Monday.
Second Monday of January.
That's right. And we're going to be having the Wildwood Valley Boys in, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
It's another father and son band.
Yes, they are. And
we should do a whole show about father and son bands.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
That would be cool. We had the Clark Brothers, and we just played one of their songs with them and their dad.
Yeah.
And you play with your dad.
Well,
and now,
that's true.
And then the Wildwood Valley Boys. It's a dad and a son and a bunch of other guys. They're great.
That's right.
And I think that they're good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm telling you.
I've had the opportunity to see them a couple times,
mm-hmm.
and they're just awesome. I mean, they have wonderful harmonies, and the songs that they play, I think a lot of them are originals, right?
A lot of them. Aubrey Holt writes a lot of them. I think the other guys do, too, and it's just like they have such a solid, traditional sound, but yet it's original material. It's like... They figured it out. They know. They could have been doing this back in the 40s and 50s.
Yep.
And you wouldn't have known the difference. They're that good. I've always, always enjoy them. I've been listening to their CD. They got a new CD out called Daylight's Burning. I think I've just about worn that one out. I'm liking all the songs on that. It's a good one.
That's when you know it's good. When you listen to them over and over again and... That's a good indicator that that's a really good CD that you enjoy.
It's a good one. So. There was a very legendary band, the Boys of Indiana, and several of them have played in that band, and then now they formed the Wildwood Valley Boys, which is named partially after their farm. They have a farm not too far from, I think it's Milan, Indiana. It's called the Wildwood Farm. So it kind of works out, Wildwood Valley, Wildwood Farm.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, these guys are great.
No.
And
like I said, I've heard them before, and they put on a great show.
Yes.
And they're kind of a nationally traveling act, too, as
yeah,
well, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
They actually are under Rebel Records, I noticed when we happened to be looking on their website. I noticed that they're signed under Rebel Records and have been, actually, for years. So.
Yeah.
This is another national act that we're going to be bringing into the Toledo area. So
you know you're doing something right when you get signed to a record label.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good
indicator
that you're
well on your
way.
That's all there is to it. You just can't you can't fake that one for too long.
Nope.
They'll see through you pretty quick. And obviously these boys know what they're doing. So
yeah, absolutely.
This is a song. I think we should play this one. I like it. It's a little slow, but you know, if you listen to it, the story, it's really neat. It's about a train. It's my favorite kind of bluegrass. I don't know why exactly, but
yeah.
I like bluegrass train songs.
No, and there's something about the mystique of that that's
yeah,
kind
it's
of
just
connected
neat.
With bluegrass, and
definitely.
It's really neat. And this song is very much in that same line. So.
Definitely. It's called The Silver Ghost.
I was sitting in the light of my switchman shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telegraph was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? The train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried neath the ground. Around the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlight switches wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner Silver Ghost 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story of how an engine went to glory over 50 years ago on this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed save, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind. If a mountain slides and many men are lost, it's a high and lonely wail searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the Miner Silver Ghost. The train they call the Miner Silver Ghost. The train they call the Miner Silver Ghost.
That was a wonderful
Ooh,
song.
Spooky.
Yeah,
that
right.
makes the hair on my arm stand
Man,
up.
We should have played that for our October show so people could have been scared for Halloween.
Oh, that would have been good. That just gives me the creeps when I hear it. I like it a lot, but it's like kind of scary.
Well, that's
well spooky. It's not scary.
Spooky. That's true.
Well, I think it's about time we mentioned some of the people that really helped to make this whole thing work.
Absolutely.
It's not just you and I and Dave.
No.
We may be the partners running it all.
Yeah.
We may be the money buckets behind it all. Well. Okay, we may be the little money cups.
Well, we might be the ones in the front of the thing. But.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that make this work.
Yep. Yep.
And I think it'd be nice. I'd like to mention Mike Adams. He does our sound.
The sound.
He does such a great job. He brings all that equipment down. He has to have a trailer for it all.
Sure does.
He's got, what was it, 40,000 watts of power?
I'm not sure of the number. I'm not a big sound guy.
I was excited because I thought our little PA system was big with 250 watts.
Yeah, well.
And then they told me that they had 40,000 watts of power. I'm like, okay, that's nothing compared to what we have.
Yeah.
So, but he brings all that stuff down and he does a great job and we're really proud of what he's doing for us.
Absolutely. He makes us sound very professional.
Very professional.
And you can't put on a good show without that.
Not at all. So. And we need to thank your folks.
Yes, my mom and dad are volunteers.
It's like a family thing we're doing here.
Yes, yeah, and they kind of keep things rolling along. In fact, my dad was working the lights.
He's doing a good job of that. I think he's got a new job now.
Well, I think he enjoyed it, too. I can tell by the look on his face.
He had power.
Yes, well, he could have shut the whole thing down.
He could have just turned it all off.
Yeah, that's right, but he didn't.
And your mom does a great job up there at the ticket booth.
Absolutely.
And she takes care of everything. And I want everybody to be nice to her because she's
too.
So sweet. Well, of course, she's your mom.
You mess with my mom, you're messing with me. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, see, you know, and my daughter is taking tickets too. So
That's
there's an even thing there, you know.
That's right.
My daughter Jessie is helping Miss Erlene. And they're the ones that help you out when you first come to the show, and we'd like to say thank you to them.
You know, thinking about that, they're kind of the faces of the Glass City Opry. When you first come in there, those are the ones you see.
That's right, giving you the programs, and they're the ones giving you all those tickets with the goodies on the back.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I'm telling you, they love doing that. That's absolutely a lot of fun. But
and speaking of that, we can't go by without talking about some of the quote-unquote gophers.
Our gophers.
Absolutely. Yep. We've had some really good helpers that work on a volunteer basis. And they come there and play for a couple cookies and a pop. But
it's a long day, too.
Yeah,
these kids are there. They do a lot of our running for us. They handle ticket taking, and they fill in wherever we need them. And we really want to say thanks to Ashton. Maggie.
Yes.
Weston.
Yes.
And Clint.
Clint. No.
And they're all helping us out. Yep.
Yep.
And we really, really appreciate them too. So
thank you all for making the Glass City Opry what it is. So
definitely.
Couldn't do it without you.
Okay, Jeff, I have to tell you, our sound guy, Mike Adams, he is a great bluegrass musician, and I hope we can get him at the Opry pretty soon. But I'm going to tell you, he's got a great CD out, and you can get it at his website. And it's called Grandma's Garden. I think it'd be nice to hear that, don't you think?
Yep.
Grandma had a garden in the backyard. She always had a way with things to grow. She'd be out there early in the springtime, just as soon as she was sure it wouldn't snow. She'd say, "I'd love to watch the seeds I've planted grow up into what they ought to be." Boy, I thought she was talking about tomatoes. She was talking about her family. Grandma's garden grew up strong, 'cause she weeded out whatever could go wrong. She'd say the straight and narrow's the toughest road to hoe. Just remember what you reap is what you sow. Grandma's love is what made Grandma's garden grow. We all went to church last Sunday morning, the same one she'd attended 50 years. They asked me if I'd say some words about her, so I walked up, fighting back the tears. I said I used to watch her rake the rocks out, tie up every vine with love and care. That little piece of ground taught me some lessons. Without her, I'd never had a prayer. Grandma's garden grew up strong, 'cause she weeded out whatever could go wrong. She'd say the straight and narrow is the toughest road to hoe. Just remember what you reap is what you sow. Grandma's love is what made Grandma's garden grow. I've got children of my own and I watch them play. When they're all grown up, I hope to hear them say, Grandma's garden grew up strong, 'cause she weeded out whatever could go wrong. She'd say the straight and narrow is the toughest road to hoe. Just remember what you reap is what you sow. Grandma's love is what made Grandma's garden grow. Grandma's love is what made Grandma's garden grow. Grandma had a garden in the backyard.
And that kind of leads us into our sponsors, too.
Definitely.
We need to talk about them and invite more. If anybody out there knows of somebody that might be interested, or even if you think that that somebody might jump on board because it makes sense for their business, definitely mention the Opry. And if you get a little bit farther than that, give us a call or email us and let us know. We can contact them. But one way or another, all the sponsors we can get.
And it starts out really reasonably.
Absolutely.
Mean, you know, we're so close to making this work. We need a little help from the community, and you know, it's not hundreds and thousands of dollars.
No, it's very reasonable.
It's actually very reasonable. You can start with even packages around $25 a show. You can get your name in the brochure and the program. You can be up on the website. You know, you can pass things out. We can put some literature on the table. I mean, it's really reasonable, and I just think people, you know, it's a great deal.
Well, and it helps them. I mean, we've got a concentration of bluegrass fans who are loyal,
definitely,
who are willing to go out and utilize the sponsors in there and say,
yep,
thank you. I heard about you on the Glass City Opry, at the Glass City Opry, or saw you in the program. And so I'm here to support you because you support them.
That's right.
And so it will benefit you if you're somebody out there that is willing to sponsor.
Definitely. But
let's talk about the ones that have decided to jump on.
All right, great. Well, we have the Mirror.
The Mirror, who has been very helpful.
Very helpful. The Mommy Mirror.
Yep.
It's the local newspaper.
Yep.
And you definitely should check them out. Get a subscription. Tell them thanks for
Tell
the Bluegrass
thank
support.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if we talked about this, but I think we have. But they not only run the Mommy Mirror, but they also have a Waterville paper,
right,
Anthony Wayne paper area that they have. So they not only put our ad in the Mommy Mirror, but they also put it in
right,
their sister papers. So
that's great.
They do a lot
we
for
really
us.
Really appreciate
so,
them.
Really get our names out there. The other one is the Cookie Lady.
Yeah, well, say no more. Everybody loves the Cookie Lady, and I'm telling you, the people at the Cookie Lady, they've always been great. They give us this great selection of cookies to help with the backstage and keep the bands happy.
Keep the bands happy.
That's why they're so happy when they go on stage, because they've been munching on some Cookie Lady cookies.
Yeah,
and they're
that's
out
right,
there, they're ready to go out and do, got a little extra sugar boost. They're ready to go.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about this in other shows, but I guarantee if you walk in that front door, you will not leave without a cookie in your hand. At least
like
one.
A dozen, at
oh,
least.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so good. Yeah. I like the frosted ones. They're the best.
Oh, those are good. Bad, but
bad,
good.
Bad, but good. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, definitely go. And they got brownies now, too. I saw that.
Gosh.
And all these goodies there. I'm telling you, good stuff.
Folks,
it's over
maybe
on,
you shouldn't go in there.
It's over. Wow. No, you got to now. It's over on Dussel Road,
yeah,
over by the Hummer dealership and
yeah,
the Altel store.
That's right.
And all those places right
a
there.
A little strip mall there and,
yep,
and in amongst some
check
stores.
Check the website
but
out.
You'll see it. Yep, definitely. Go on the website and And visit them and tell them, hey, I heard about this place at the Glass City Opry, and I'm here to buy some cookies. So I guarantee you they'd love it. The other one is the coffee news. We have to talk about the coffee
Definitely. News. I'm telling you, Johnny, she is the sweetest thing. We had the opportunity to attend a Mommy Chamber of Commerce luncheon with her as her guest. I can't believe it. It was so nice.
She invited us and said, you need to come out and check this out.
That's right. So. And she's just been so helpful. She takes flyers around. She's got an ad in her Coffee News, which is everywhere. If you don't know what a Coffee News newspaper is, I think maybe you were in Africa for a couple of years or something.
You haven't been getting out much, which is fine, you know.
You know, but I'm telling you, they're everywhere, and they're great. You know, you pick them up, they're a nice, easy read, and lots of neat things that are going on in the community, and great way to support your local appetizers.
Absolutely.
That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
Check her out.
For sure. And then there's Fleeger's, the hardware
store. Your favorite place.
Yes, I love Fleeger's, and I love it. It's not about the hardware store. I know I'm a guy, and the hardware store
it's
is kind of...
It's a hardware thing. That's like thing.
That's like our Mecca or whatever you want to say. But what I love about Fleeger's is it's got that hometown feeling. You know, it's not the Lowe's, you know, and the Home Depot and all that where they're big, massive, and you feel like nobody's there to help you and nobody's around that, and you wander around there endlessly. I know if anybody's been one of those, you're hunting, you're searching, and you, it just seems like you can't get anywhere there. Where at Fleeger's, it's just you walk in there and you feel warm and just the smell, and they're very helpful and they know what they're talking about. If you ask somebody there, they're going to tell you, and they're going to give you several options, and it's just, it's really the best place.
Yeah, sometimes I go to those big places, and I go there just to get my exercise, because I know I'm going to have to walk from one end to the other end, because the, you know, young man that just got out of high school is going to tell me one thing, and I'm going to end up at the other side of the place, and then they're not going to know what's going on, and they're going to be like, oh, it's back over there, and by the time I'm done, I should have packed lunch.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's why I think if I have some hardware concerns, I'm going to have to go to Fleeger's and
you
check
should.
This out.
You should. I'll tell
I'm
you
thinking,
that.
You've convinced me.
Well, and Laura Fleeger is the owner, and she just does a wonderful job of making sure that everybody that walks in there feels comfortable.
That's great.
And it's the neatest place. So,
that's cool.
Hopefully you folks will get out there and support them as well, because they support us. So we appreciate it. I did think of one more.
Oh.
The Sunday Ramble.
Oh, of course. The Sunday Ramble.
Yeah.
J.J. O'Shea and Jim Van Deelen.
Yes.
You've got to tune in. It's
12:30, I believe.
Is that the time?
No. That's the AM station.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I'm not from around here, so.
WCWA, I believe.
WCWA.
Yeah.
And it's on Sundays,
right.
Hence the name, Sunday Ramble.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And it's at 7 o'clock.
Seven to 8, I believe.
7 to 8.
Yeah.
And then the really neat thing is on every other show, if you go early to the El Camino restaurant, you can go to a great jam. The jam's going on right now.
Yeah.
And the neat thing is you can go to the jam early, do some picking, eat some tacos, good food.
Yes.
And then you can stop for a little bit, listen to the radio show.
That's true.
And then you can go back and jam.
That works
it's
out great.
It's a perfect evening.
It's almost like they planned it that way.
I think they did. It's a lot of fun, though. You just have to check it out and listen to the show.
Well, and part of the reason why we're mentioning it is because they do support us. They
definitely.
Yeah, a lot of times if you listen to the show, they'll announce the Glass City Opry and what's coming up. And, you know, JJ's always very good about that. So
he showed up to the last show even though he was sick as a dog.
No kidding. Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he gets better.
I hope he does too. I know he will.
I didn't shake and hug.
No?
He wouldn't let me.
Oh,
he cares that much about bluegrass.
Really? Because I think he shook my hand.
Oh, you're in trouble now. Oh, you'll get over it. Well, we appreciate those guys and all the things that they do for bluegrass, traditional music, and country music, folk.
Yep.
They cover it all.
They do cover it
all. They are the Americana Masters of Music in Toledo.
In Toledo, that's right. So.
They've got a calendar coming out, too.
Oh, that's right.
I can't wait to see who's on each month.
Yeah, well, that's right. And there's a rumor that Deepwater Bluegrass is somewhere stuffed in there.
Yeah, well, I don't know what month we might be under.
I don't either. I'm a little nervous knowing Jen here, but
it's going to be fun. Absolutely. Can't wait to see the calendar.
Me neither.
And, you know, we have a last minute brand new sponsor that I want to talk about real quick.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a little quick talk about her. We're going to talk more about her next time. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Her name is Jo Lo. Kind of like J-Lo. That's how I remember it. She's a really sweet lady. She's from the AA Green Realty Group out of Bowling Green. But she also services Perrysburg. And the very best thing is she loves bluegrass music. And she just came on board as a brand new sponsor. And we would really like to say thank you for her support. You can find a link to her website and her email and all that on the website.
Yes.
Under the sponsor page. So we want to say thank you very much for joining us. And so we've got that plus just one more sponsor. So, we got one more to mention.
Okay. Tell us what it is.
It's the Hot Banjo Licks, people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm telling you, if you're a banjo player and you want to learn some really neat things, stuff that's going to scare the guys at the jam. And I'm telling you, this hot lick system is really... I'm a banjo player, so I can vouch for it.
That's right.
It's a really cool system. It's like 50 licks on an audio CD, and there's like 6 or 7 different versions of it. And we're really proud of the fact that's a national company, and they're helping out the Opry.
Absolutely.
So you can check them out. Sometimes we'll have them there available for sale.
Sounds good. I know that it is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that they're on board to help us out.
So. Definitely.
All right, well, so that's about it. We probably
it's getting
should
longer and longer.
Up. I know.
Pretty soon this is going to be a 2-hour podcast.
Well, that's all right. We can do that. So we need to wrap it up, I think.
I think so.
Okay, well, on behalf of the Glacier Opry Showcase,
I'm Sherry.
And I'm Jeff.
And we're signing off.
Yep.
The Glass City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.